Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Love Wins podcast show. My name is Nick the Greek. I am your host. You can find this show on Google Podcasts, Apple Casts, Podcast Guru, Podcast Addict, Spoon, Breaker. These are all internet radio station platforms that broadcast this show, the Love Wins podcast show, 24 hours a day. So this show used to be called the Nick the Greek podcast show, and which you can also find on Spotify, Apple Casts, Google Podcasts, Podcast Guru, Podcast Addict, Spoon, and Breaker. Like I said, those are internet radio station platforms that broadcast these shows 24 hours a day. And so I started these shows about a year ago when the COVID-19 started, because, you know, I wanted to help the world be a better place. Because when I started these shows and created these shows, there was no cure or antidote for the COVID-19, which there still isn't one yet, right? And so I had that idea, just like that one good person thought about us going on quarantine for a couple weeks, that would help, you know, get rid of the virus. Well, I thought, well, what about a cure or an antidote? And so I started this show because of that. I started these shows, but it's turned out to be a much bigger thing, because we came up with some goals that we want to reach on these shows that are, you know, really important for our planet as a whole, right? So when I started these shows, it was because of the COVID-19, but I had come to a couple of awarenesses of us, about us as the human species on this planet, right? I found these awarenesses on my own. I found out about these things, and they're really important things that they don't teach in the school system, and that bothers me. And so that's also why I started these shows, right? And so the number one awareness I came to was, you know, 2 years ago, a year before I started this show, was that the number one awareness is that we're all connected to each other through energy, right? Which is something they don't teach in the educational system, right? So the second awareness I came to was that we are a progressive species, our species, right? So anything we keep doing, we're gonna just get better at that. So I thought to myself, if we are a progressive species, and if we're all connected through energy, then the best thing for the children of this world that are the future of this planet, as I'm sure most people would agree, the best thing for these kids of this planet that are the future of this planet would be if this energy moves in the most positive manner possible, right? So we're all connected through energy and we're a progressive species. So that means that if the energy is not moved in the most positive manner possible, if it's moved in a negative way, the energy that is flowing through all of us human beings on this planet, then the kids are going to grow up to live in a world full of war, hate, and violence, because we're only going to progress at that. We're only going to be, you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense to everybody? It's a simple math, you guys, right? I'm just using my logic here. So the first, I'm going to say it again, if you guys don't mind, excuse me, but I'm going to say it again because I know that there's children that's going to listen to this show, and I just want to repeat it so that way you guys don't have to rewind, right? So the number one awareness I came to when I started these shows, you know, I came to these awarenesses before I started these shows, a year before, is the number one, we're all connected through energy, and number two, we're a progressive species. So I thought to myself, if we're connected through energy and we're a progressive species, then it's simple math, right? That this energy that should be moved in the most positive manner possible. Because if it's not, then the kids of this world are gonna grow up in a world full of war, hate, and violence, because we're only going to progress to live in such a world if we keep moving in a negative manner. So I was just doing a practice show while I was riding my bike, right? And I was talking about, it was a topic that we did on the Nick the Greek podcast show with Uncle Barry. It was the top on the Let Us Live episode, actually. And I was talking about thoughts. And I was saying that sometimes I have this thought too, right? Because we can't control our thoughts. I mean, you can control them after they arrive, right? But once the thought, you know, when the thought gets there, you have to cancel it, right? Because if it's a bad thought, because that's the way it works. That's the way our brain works. So you can't control your thought before you have it, right? And so sometimes I hear people saying that their life is hell. Okay, well, I say that sometimes too. I don't say it out loud, but excuse me. I think that sometimes too, right? And so after the thought gets there, I have to cancel that thought and say, this isn't true. My life is not hell. I can make my life heaven, right? So how could I do that? So we're going to break this down right now for us, right? How can I make my day was hell? How can I make my day heaven, right? And so the reason why I brought up the show that I did with Uncle Barry is because, you know, honestly, guys, our thoughts come from somewhere that we do not know exactly where they come from, right? And so I know where they come from because God told me that our thoughts come from God. And God even told me that it's okay to have a bad thought because what you do with that thought, that's your free will. That's how you get to make your day not be hell and be heaven. I mean, excuse me, right? And so our thoughts come from God. And this is my theory, right? Personally, right? I'm not excluding anybody else's theory that our thoughts could come from somewhere else. That's not the point of this. The point is to understand that what I'm saying is true, but the point of this is to understand that we can control our life more than we can. And so the reason why this is such an important thing for kids is because, you know, when I was in school, nobody taught me in school that we're connected through energy. Nobody taught me in school that we're a progressive species, right? I came to these awarenesses on my own, right? And so I thought to myself, if somebody taught me this when I was a kid, maybe my life would have been different. But I'm not mad at my parents. I'm not mad at teachers. I don't understand why nobody came up to me to tell me as I was a child that these are in fact things that are real and that I can control, right? And so I'm not mad at them, but now that I know, I get a chance to help myself have a better life, and I want to help the children of this world have a better life because they're the future of this planet and because I care about the world. And so that's why I'm saying these things, and that's why I do these shows. And so kids, it's important to remember that if your day was hell, right, you can make it heaven not by controlling your thoughts before they arrive, but canceling the bad thoughts after they get there, right? So we're connected through energy. We're a progressive species, children. So whatever you keep doing in your life, you're only going to get better at that, whether it's hating or loving. So it's important that you love more than hate, because you guys are going to progress to live in a world full of war, hate, and violence if you don't do so. And I know that for a fact that parents don't want their kids to live in such a negative world, in such a bad world. So I'm not a teacher, unfortunately. You know, I'm a personal trainer. And so when I train children, you know, I tell them these things because I want them to know these things. But unfortunately, the last time I was training some children at the park and I was, you know, wanted to relay these messages of peace and love to them, 15 police officers from the Santa Cruz Police Department came to the park and they all put automatic weapons to our heads and they thought that I was doing something bad with these kids, that I was like trying to form them in a gang or something. I don't know what they were thinking, but it was just a negative experience for those kids all around. So I didn't get a chance to relay that message to them, and it makes me sad because that's why I do what I do. That's why I do these shows, and that's why I train the children, exercise with them, because I want to help them, you know? And so I'm not saying this because I want to talk bad about the negative about the Santa Cruz Police Department. It's just that it was really, I mean, honestly, I do feel like I deserve an apology, but it's not good because I want to help the world. And so we have to find a way to, you know, besides teaching the kids that we're connected through energy and that we're a progressive species, we have to find a way to get along with each other, whether I'm a good person and you think I'm not, or whether you thought I was a bad person and you found out I wasn't, right? So I just wanted to say thank you guys for joining us today on the show. I was going to take it to commercial, but I'm just really sad right now, so I need to take some time to you know, find my bearings right now and get back to my normal self, because I'm just really sad about that situation that happened with me and the children. I just still can't believe it. It's really unbelievable, you guys. So like I said, thank you for joining us. You were tuned into the Love Wins Podcast show, where we discuss worldwide matters on a daily basis and we try to come up with solutions for them for us as a whole. You can find the show on Spotify, Apple Cast, Google Podcast, Podcast Guru, Podcast Addict, Spoon, and Breaker. These are all internet radio station platforms that broadcast the Love Wins Podcast show and the Nick the Greek Podcast show 24 hours a day. Everybody have a blessed day. One love.